North Dakota Farmers Union backs right to repair legislation. Valley City baby severely injured recovering at home. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. As technology continues to advance methods of farming, concerns over how to fix stalled or broken down equipment are rising with it. Mark Watney is the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union and says equipment manufacturers are getting too much power when it comes to the technology on equipment. He says the farmer is paid for a service, but when it comes to making timely repairs, an alternative is needed. Watney says that's where the right to repair legislation would come in.
The farmers are really asking for is a few things. One is that companies can't tie up that software so that there's no way anybody else can help repair their tractors. Second one is the ability to turn some of the stuff off so the tractor can still operate when they can't maybe get a technician out to fix it. You know, we don't want to be shut down during planting or harvest because we can't get somebody to work on it. And then, of course, you know, this idea that the warranty would be voided if the farmer does some of his own work is a big issue.
A Valley City baby who received severe head trauma after her father became frustrated by her crying is back home, recovering from her injuries. The two-month-old infant may have suffered permanent injuries, according to her doctors. 25-year-old Justin Neil Gibson of Valley City is facing charges of felony child abuse and aggravated assault of a child. He remains in the Barnes County Jail on a $25,000 cash bond. And more than 1,000 people attended funeral services for former North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Stengem died January 28th in Bismarck and was North Dakota's longest-serving attorney general. At the service, his sister, Peggy Stengem Titus, said Stengem's philosophy of life was to live with integrity.
A commitment to live honestly, to say what he meant, to have his words mean something, to share his vision, and to treat others, even political rivals, with dignity and respect, even when he wasn't always afforded the same consideration.
Stengem was 68. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.